worry about anything but in everything by prayer and petition. With thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Thanks for joining us today. This is the Hour of Intercession. I'm Pastor Joseph Parker. We invite you to look with us in the Word of God to begin with in the book of Matthew, Matthew chapter 28, beginning at verse 1. Now, after the Sabbath, as the first day of the week began to dawn, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary came to see the tomb. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat on it. His countenance was like lightning, and his clothing as white as snow. And the guards shook for fear of him and became like dead men. But the angel answered and said to the women, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you seek Jesus who was crucified. He is not here, for he is risen, as he said. Come see the place where the Lord lay, and go quickly and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead, and indeed he is going before you into Galilee. There you will see him. Behold, I have told you." So they went out quickly from the tomb with fear and great joy and ran to bring his disciples word. And as they went to tell his disciples, behold, Jesus met them, saying, "Rejoice." So they came and held him by the feet and worshiped him. Then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brethren to go to Galilee, and there they will see me." Now while they were going, behold, some of the guard came into the city and reported to the chief priests all the things that had happened. When they had assembled with the elders and consulted together, they gave a large sum of money to the soldiers, saying, "Tell them, his disciples came at night and stole him away while we slept. And if this comes to the governor's ears, we will appease him and make you secure." So they took the money and did as they were instructed. And this saying is commonly reported among the Jews until this day. Then the 11 disciples went away into Galilee to the mountain which Jesus had appointed for them. When they saw him, they worshiped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, "All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I've commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Amen." All of Matthew chapter 28. Thank you, Father, once again, for the wonderful and the blessed privilege we have of being able to come to you in prayer each and every day. And Lord, thank you for the fact that no matter what time of the day we come to you, you're always, always, always listening for the prayers of we, your children. What an honor it is to come into your presence through prayer, to be able to talk with you, converse with you, to praise you, to thank you, to worship you for your goodness, your grace, your mercy. Thank you for being El Shaddai, the God who is more than enough. Thank you for being our King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Hallelujah. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for eternal life. And thank you for the privilege of not only knowing you, but the privilege of being able to be involved in the wonderful work called discipleship, whereby you flow through us to draw other people off the road to hell, onto the road to heaven and to eternal life. Help us to faithfully be about your business, Lord, and fill us afresh with your Holy Spirit and anoint us afresh with the spirit of evangelism and discipleship. Empower us to be the evangelizing and discipling church you've called us to be. We thank you and we praise you. And anoint us today afresh with the spirit of prayer. Empower us to be the praying church you've called us to be as well. We thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Thank you for listening to the Hour of Intercession. Isaac Jackson is our producer. He's going to lead us in prayer at this time.
Heavenly Father, thank you so much for these moments. And Father, thank you so much for prayer. Thank you so much that we can come to you and deliberately spend time with you, making our petitions and seeking your will. Father, thank you so much that before Jesus went to the cross, he spent time praying in the Garden of Gethsemane. And that before the disciples were baptized with the Holy Spirit at Pentecost, that they were praying in the upper room. Father, we want to come this morning in prayer to seek your will and to grow your kingdom. Thank you so much, Father, in your holy name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Isaac. And thank you again for being a part of our listening family. For our first segment, we're honored to have with us in studio Ms. Nancy Collins. She's our local coordinator for the National Day of Prayer. Nancy, how are you today?
I'm doing great. Good to be with you.
Honored to have you. And I'm going to ask if you'll take a few moments to further introduce yourself, because lots of our listeners probably will recognize your name. Some may and some may not, though. But if you'll further introduce yourself, and then we want to ask you to tell us about what the National Day of Prayer is and about the local event that you're coordinating.
Well, I've lived in Tupelo an awful long time, since I was 6 months old.
Okay.
So I was raised in Calvary Baptist Church, and I have loved visiting the churches and being in the churches always in Tupelo. We do a lot of good things together. I just had a wonderful experience this weekend where the Methodist Church, the Episcopal Church, and the Presbyterian Church sang with the Symphony of Tupelo and glorified God together. It was a wonderful night.
Praise the Lord. That's great. That's great. Well, many of our listeners would know of the National Day of Prayer, but some may not. Would you tell our listeners about that?
Certainly. The National Day of Prayer actually began with George Washington, but it was not a law. He just declared a day of prayer. Mm-hmm. And that was right before the Founding Fathers began working on the Constitution. Then Abraham Lincoln called for a day of prayer. And that was right before Gettysburg. Mm-hmm. Then there had been, in both World Wars, the presidents who were there asked for a day of prayer from the nation. But it wasn't until, I believe it was in the 50s, that one of the presidents asked Congress to pass a law that there would be a day of prayer. And then, but there was not one that was designated as a day. It was just any day. Mm-hmm. And with Reagan, President Reagan, he designated the first Thursday of every May would be the National Day of Prayer. And so it's been in existence, and this will be the 74th annual observance.
Amen. Amen. So today is officially the National Day of Prayer, and we're honored to have you here. And would you tell our listeners if they'd like to participate? Of course, obviously, if they don't live in our area, we're encouraging them to find out your local community, where in your local community there will be activities observing the National Day of Prayer. But would you tell us about what's going to happen here in the Tupelo community?
Well, the National Day of Prayer is going to meet at Fair Park, and it will be at 12 noon. Mm-hmm. And we will have gathering music before the ceremony. And then the AFA Praise Team, American Family Association Praise Team, and a Fellowship of Christian Athletes from Tupelo High School will sing some. Then we will have the posting of the colors from the Veterans of Foreign Wars, post 4057. We will have the Pledge of Allegiance and the National Anthem. Then we will be praying for our government, our business and economy, the military, law enforcement, family, marriages, children, youth, education, social media and entertainment, and the church.
All right. All right. Well, we would like to encourage every listener, prayerfully consider coming out to your local National Day of Prayer event, whether you live here in our Tupelo community or whatever part of the country you may live in. There will be observances in many, many places in our nation today. So we invite and encourage you to get involved. But if you can't manage to do that, take time, extra time today to pray for our nation, to pray for the church, and to pray for your community as well. Nancy, would you take time now to pray specifically for the church in our communities and for our nation as well?
Lord, you said, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and turn from their wicked ways, I will hear from heaven, and I will heal your land. And Father, we just ask you and thank you for that your eyes are upon us, that you call us your people, even when we maybe feel like we're not worthy. You're asking the church to come to you and to pray and to turn from our wicked ways so that you will heal our land. And we're asking that today in Jesus' name. We're asking for our children's ears to be open to your voices. We're asking that they'll be taught of the Lord, and great will be their peace and understanding. We're praying for families and marriages, Lord. We're praying for everyone that they will come to the knowledge of Jesus Christ. And we thank you that you hear us. Amen.
Amen. Amen. I'm going to ask Isaac, our producer, to say a word of prayer at this time as well.
Heavenly Father, thank you so much for these moments. And Father, thank you so much for your Holy Spirit who helps us pray. Father, first I want to ask that you would help us know what you're moving in. Father, I know that there's been a word of people being hungry for your presence. And Father, we want more of your presence. Father, I know that there's been a correction of that we need to look into your scriptures more. So Father, I ask that we'd grow in our hunger for your scriptures and for your truth. Father, I know that the church doesn't always love as we should. So Father, I ask that we'd walk in repentance and turn to loving like Jesus has loved all of us. Father, thank you so much for how you have shown us how to live first so that we can then respond. Father, I ask that children would grow hungry more and more. I've asked that youth pastors would be even better equipped and children's pastors would be better equipped. I ask that congregations would walk more in ministry and in evangelism. And Father, I ask that the whole church would make prayer a daily, daily, daily practice, that we could come and start with communion with you, and then from an overflow of relationship with you, walk every other moment of our lives. Father, thank you so much for these moments. In your holy name, amen.
Amen. And Father, too, thank you. Thank you for your church, and thank you for us as a nation, Lord. Father, thank you for your hand of grace upon us. Father, flood us afresh with the spirit of prayer. Empower us to be the praying church and the praying nation you've called us to be. And Father, help us as the church and as a nation to put you first. Help us to make no graven images. Help us, Lord, to not take your name in vain. Help us, Lord, to remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Help us, Lord, to honor our fathers and our mothers. Help us to not murder. Help us to not commit adultery. Help us to not steal. Help us to tell the truth. Help us to not covet. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Again, we do appreciate every person listening as we have mentioned. Again, we're inviting every single person to find your local National Day of Prayer event and get involved. But if you don't manage to make it out, hope that you'll take time to extra time to pray for the church, to pray for our nation, to pray for your communities, pray for leaders in the church and leaders in our national government as well. We would appreciate you very much for doing that. And also, as we often do, if you're not reading your Bible every day, today is a wonderful day, a great day to start the habit of reading at least 3 chapters in your Bible each and every day. Remember, nothing will bless you, guide you, strengthen you, and pour grace in your life like the powerful and wonderful Word of God. And I hope that you'll start that habit as well. And remember also praying the Word of God. You know, we often share and encourage believers to pray Psalm 91 every day, a psalm that, amongst other things, ministers to your physical health, as well as a psalm for supernatural protection. Please pray Psalm 91 every day for yourself and your family as well. Nancy, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you. God bless you.
Amen. Thanks for listening. You're listening to the Hour of Intercession. We'll be right back.
My soul awakes.
Planet Shakers with Only Way, an ongoing reminder to us that the Lord Jesus Christ is the only way to eternal life and eternal salvation. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession. We're honored to have as our phone guest once again Brother Philip Buttram. He's the president of the Gospel Tract Society, a ministry that produces gospel tracts for the body of Christ. Brother Philip, how are you today?
Praise God. I am blessed, I am blessed, I am blessed. Like the Comic Death song, I am blessed in Jesus Christ.
Amen, amen. Well, we are honored to have you once again. If you'll take a few moments to further introduce yourself, and then many of our listeners probably have heard of the Gospel Tract Society, but then there may be some who may be hearing about it for the first time, if you'll introduce them to this ministry.
Praise God. I'm a second generation to the ministry. My father was called to print gospel tracts back in 1926. We're 99 years old. Next year we'll celebrate our 100th birthday. And God called Dad to print his word in a pamphlet format, and not to charge for printing or charge for the distribution and publishing of the tract, and to never tie it to the denomination, only to his word, his holy word that's unchangeable, is unmatchable, this is powerful word. So I've been in the ministry, actually raised around the ministry all my life, and just took leadership about 14 years ago. And it's a family ministry. We're a nonprofit, 501c3. And praise God, we are growing and still sitting out the word of God in an effort to reach the lost for salvation, to encourage the saints, to touch children. We have activity books for children. We have over 900 titles in inventory, and most of them are slanted toward salvation. Some are teaching. We have sample packets, our goal is to reach the world, to be the tip of the spear that pierces sin and causes the hungry heart to find Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Our only existence here is to serve Him and to bring glory to God, to fill His kingdom. And I praise God, He's using us in more and different ways, and we're growing. We have a web page. People can order by mail. It would be our pleasure to introduce someone to gospel tracts who've never seen us before. All they have to do is just ask us, and we'll send them a sample packet. I believe it's our duty to share the gospel of Jesus with everyone that we meet, see, talk to, particularly if we're led by the Holy Spirit to speak to someone. And we can minister the gospel without necessarily saying a word. We have a lot of testimonies for people who have just been given a tract or have found a gospel tract in the trash or on the ground. And the word of God will not return void. And if someone will read this little message, the Holy Spirit has an opportunity to get in and cause that seed to grow. And so we're producing seeds. That's all we do, is we publish seeds for the harvest field. And we encourage everyone to always have a gospel tract, a gospel seed in their possession to give to someone, especially when the Holy Spirit says, this person needs a word, they need fellowship, they need me. That's what we're doing. We're in the seed publishing business.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, Brother Philip, this just happens to be the National Day of Prayer, and one of the many things that we as the church need to be praying about is that more believers would be set on the fire of the Holy Spirit with a passion to be involved in the work of evangelism and discipleship. Would you pray for the church in that regard, that we not be laid back and negligent or even lazy about the sharing of the gospel and the work of making disciples, but that we would be lit on fire of the Holy Spirit to really be about this work of every one of us being involved in the work of, again, evangelism and discipleship. Would you pray for that?
Oh, praise God. First, I was reminded this morning that today is the 80th anniversary of the suicide of Adolf Hitler, a man who conquered most of the world because so many good people did nothing. Mm. They did not pray. You know, he was against the Jews, demonic influence. We need, every Christian needs to be on their knees asking God to save their neighbor, save their governor, save the nation. Heavenly Father, Lord, again, we come before you with humble hearts, Father. Lord God, we worship you. Father, I ask that those within the sound of my voice, Father, those Christians, those dear brothers and sisters in Jesus, would hear your call, Father, to wake up, to get up, and vocalize their love and word for you. Father, call them to pray for the nations, Father, our leadership, our judges, Father, the patrolmen, the firemen, the paramedics, Father, those that are in service for our country, for our good, Father. Father, draw these people, draw these dear people to you. They're called for service, Father. Draw them to you, Father. Minister your word, your truth unto them, Lord. Lord, call, rise up, strengthen the body of Christ, Father, to be about your business, to sowing your seed, to sowing your word, to spreading your gospel, to evangelizing the world, Father. And not just our nation, Father, but every nation in the world needs to be led and influenced by the Holy Spirit, to be influenced by the Christian, Father. Wake up the Christian, Father. Draw their attention, Lord, to the soon coming of your Son, Jesus Christ, and how they must be about your business in these last days. Father, I humbly submit these prayers to you, Father, expecting that you will call them, that you will cause a great revival, Father, in this nation and in the dark places of the world, Father, in the precious, mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. And Father, too, thank you for every believer that's listening, and thank you for the body of Christ, and thank you for the privilege and the opportunity you give us as the church and as the body of Christ to be involved in the wonderful work of the spread of the gospel and the wonderful work of helping to make disciples, helping people once they come to know Christ, helping them to grow up and grow strong and vibrant in their walk with the Lord. Father, anoint us afresh with the spirit of evangelism and discipleship. Lord, help us to come to see and experience the joy and the peace and the blessing and the encouragement that comes from being your vessel, your servant, through which you can reach to draw people into a new relationship with you and make them brand new. Help us to know, Lord, that so many people need to know Christ as Lord and Savior. So many all over the world are on their way to a fiery hell unless they accept Christ as the Lord and Savior. Lord, help us to never, ever be laid back about it, but help us to be just passionate about being about your business every day of our lives. We thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Well, Brother Philip, share with our listeners now. Again, I think it's always helpful to not take for granted people know some of the words and terms we use. Would you tell our listeners, what is a tract? Now, of course, it's T-R-A-C-T, tract. Tell our listeners what a tract is and why it's an important tool for the building of God's kingdom.
Praise God. In simplest terms, a tract is just a 3-minute conversation that someone would read. Some would call it a mini sermon, and sometimes they are kind of preachy, but they still contain the Word of God. And we can witness to somebody with our emotions, with our looks, our words, or give someone a gospel tract. And I think it's most effective personally if you can speak to someone in the store and casually, you know, you just talk about the weather. Oh, hey, how are you? Oh, would you like something to read? Hey, I've got a poem for you. The importance of a gospel tract is that it doesn't go away. In today's world of screen time and internet and cell phones, it is so easy to turn it off and put it away or delete it. It's gone. You know, it's forever in the abyss. But a tract is a piece of paper. It's tangible. It's something that a person can read reread, can put down, pick back up. It's always there. It never dies because it has the Word of God in it. Mm-hmm. And I've shared before that we ensure that if it's a salvation message, that there is enough scripture in the little story or whatever the tract may be about, there is enough scripture for the person to find Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. And that's what we're all about. Mm-hmm. I've just happened to be working on some tracts on healing. We have, within the healing tract, we have scriptures to encourage. And you talk about praying the scriptures. If we would just pray the scriptures and believe that they're real, that they're true, that God is not a liar, and if we would read the scriptures as our prayer, and we do it enough, what we say in our mouth, our spirit will begin to believe. Mm-hmm. And if we say it, then it will have the power to come about. We have to have faith. We have to have faith to get up in the morning.
That's right.
But if we will have faith in God's word, and what He said is true, is not dying, it not faded away, but is real and will last for eternity. If we really believe that, and then we will get about what He has called us to do. He has called us as vessels to be His servant. He has called everyone to be a preacher, not a pastor. Mm-hmm. A preacher is just someone who passes on the Word of God in truth, in integrity, in honesty, not slanting it to mean what they want it to mean, but what did God mean? God means that if you will call upon the name of Jesus, He's there. Mm-hmm. He'll answer. He is searching the world, looking for someone to call upon Him in the name of Jesus. Mm-hmm. He's eager to heal, eager to deliver, eager to meet the needs, eager to touch, eager to save governments,
right.
To save the church, to save your neighborhood. God wants to work for us. We have to talk about being disciples, making disciples. One of the first things I think, in my humble opinion, mm-hmm. we need to do is make disciples of our children. Mm-hmm. We need to teach our children the Word of God. That's right. We need to live a life before them that shows that God is in our life, not a life that a neighbor may see as, you know, oh, he's a churchy person, but at home, he's not so churchy. He has tempers. He throws. He does this. He does that. Our children need to know that we love and serve God. If we will do that, our children will be disciples for the kingdom. Mm-hmm. Outside of the house, if we will live a righteous life and just talking with our friends, we can become disciple makers with our friends. God is contagious. The power in the Holy Spirit is contagious. When people see that it's alive and it's work, it's not just, you know, some old dry dusty book on a shelf. But when people see God working in us, they will either run to us and say, "How do I get this?" Or they'll back away from us because they're under condemnation. That's an opportunity to pray for the person who backs away, witness to them, not pushy, not dogmatic, but witness in the love. The love and the power of the Holy Spirit will draw men unto the cross of Jesus Christ.
That's so true. Amen. Amen. And, you know, Brother Philip, I think of this very important reality, too. Everyone, every listener, and this is actually, I'm wanting to challenge every listener to consider contacting the Gospel Tract Society and getting one of the sample packs you talked about. And the reason I would encourage that is because once they get the sample pack, they can, number one, get a few tracks that they can give away, but also see what they look like. And probably each listener might find that there's one or two particular tracks that they especially like, that they especially feel like would be, that would fit them to be able to give away, or maybe they feel comfortable with, and begin to give them out. And, you know, I've had the privilege of getting some of the sample packs, and beautiful tracks, but quite a variety. quite a wonderful variety of different kinds. And again, different listeners may like one better than the other. So tell them how they can get a sample pack.
One of three ways, maybe four. Our webpage is probably the easiest. And it's simply your name in lower, no caps, Gospel Tract, T-R-I-C-T.
Brother Philip, I'm going to have to jump in right here. We're going to pick up right there on the other side and let you finish sharing that then. So we'll pick up there. You're listening to the Hour of Intercession. Our phone guest today is Philip Buttram. He's the president of the Gospel Tract Society. We'll be right back. Music from Lincoln Brewster with Made New. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. Father, thank you, Lord, for all those that are part of our listening family, and thank you for all those we've lifted up in prayer today. Lord, today we dwell in the secret place of the Most High, and so we abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Today we say of the Lord, you are our refuge and our fortress, our God, in you do we trust. Surely you deliver us from the fowler's snare and from the noisome pestilence. You cover us with your feathers, and under your wings do we trust. Your truth is our shield and buckler. And so we are not afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flies by day, nor for the pestilence that stalks in the darkness, nor for the destruction that lays waste at noonday. 1,000 may fall at our side and 10,000 at our right hand, but it shall not come near us. Only with our eyes shall we look and see the reward of the wicked. Because we have made the Lord our refuge, even the Most High our habitation, no evil will befall us, neither shall any plague come near our dwelling. For you give your angels charge over us to keep us in all our ways. They bear us up in their hands, lest we dash our foot against a stone. We tread upon the lion and the cobra, the young lion and the serpent. We trample underfoot because we have set our love upon you. Therefore you deliver us. You set us on high because we have known your name. We call upon you and you answer us. You are with us in trouble. You deliver us and honor us. With long life you satisfy us and show us your salvation. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Thank you again for listening to the Hour of Intercession. Our phone guest today is Brother Philip Buttram. He's the president of the Gospel Tract Society. And Brother Philip, the break interrupted us, but you were telling our listeners how to get one of the sample packs of the Gospel Tract so that they can get one, see what they look like, and begin the idea of giving them away and putting them to good use.
Praise God. Before I give that address, Brother, I thought you were going to preach there for a minute. I was getting high in the spirit while you were praying.
Praise the Lord.
Praise God. Amen. We are so blessed. Our email address, correction, our web address first, is just our name, Gospel, G-O-S-P-E-L, Tract, T-R-A-C-T, Society.org. No caps on that. Our email address is just as simple, Gospel, Tract, Society, @gmail.com. You can write us, and we'd be glad to send you a sample pack. Our mailing address is P.O. Box 1118, Independence, Missouri, 64051. And last but not least, our phone number, 816-461-6086. We're here Monday through Thursday, but, you know, we have people working around the country on our webpage. They forward messages to us. We have an answer machine. It would be our blessing to be able to send a sample pack, and we have sample packs on probably 25 different topics, prison ministry, children's ministry, street ministry, salvation, healing, comfort, deeper walk, holidays, you know, like Halloween and Christmas, Easter, prayer, just whatever a person's, whatever you feel is your calling, your ministry, or even your hunger, write us, call us, ask for a sample pack. Our tracks are, most of them are four color, high quality. We have to compete with Disney and Dell Comics and everything that's out there to distract and make eye candy for people. So we try to be competitive with the eye appeal, but yet true to the Word of God. You will find the message. You find God's hope. I was thinking while we were talking or praying, Pastor, that I can't think of anyone in this world who is not let me down at one time or another, either in a major deal or even small, except one person, and that's Jesus Christ. He is our rock. And I don't care what a person is going through. If they're going through sickness, if they're have dealing with death in the family, despair, whatever is going on, the rock is there with his hand out, his arms ready to hug, ready to heal, deliver. Jesus will not let anyone down. He's there and quick to be our intercessor to the Father. Amen. If we would just trust him.
Amen.
And that's what we're here to do, is trust that he will get the seeds into the hands of the people that will minister, that will raise up disciples, will raise up fruit for the kingdom, stars for the crown. We want to be a ministry that facilitates a growth of the kingdom, growth of the individual, healing of the individual. Because, the world hurts. Mm-hmm. The world hurts. God is a healer of the mind, the body, the soul, the spirit. He is there waiting for someone to call upon his name.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen. Father, thank you again for the opportunity for every listener to get involved in this wonderful work of being involved in the work of evangelism and discipleship. Lord, do a perfect work in the heart of every listener. Help each listener to respond in exactly the way you'd have them to respond to this opportunity and challenge to get gospel tracts and begin to give them out. Lord, help us to learn and grow an understanding of the fact that we're working in cooperation with your Holy Spirit when we give out a gospel tract, that many times you'll put it on our hearts to give a tract to a given person, or sometimes you'll lead us to go to a particular place to leave one with someone, or leave one in a particular place. But help us to know that it's an exciting and a rewarding opportunity to cooperate with your Holy Spirit, to be involved in this wonderful work. Thank you for the opportunity to respond to this in the ways you'd have us to. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
And, you know, Brother Philip, I think of this, that sometimes you have believers who may think to themselves, well, you know, if I give out gospel tracts, people will think I'm kind of strange or peculiar, you know. Well, you know, everybody's strange and peculiar.
Yeah. Yeah.
And but it's better to be strange and peculiar for Jesus than strange and peculiar for the devil. And so the reality is, yes, everybody's strange. Everybody's a little bit on the weird side, but no better person to be weird for than for Jesus Christ. And the fact is, it can have eternal results, so we hope that you will. One more time, share with them if they want to get some of one of the gospel tract packs. Share with them one more time how they can do that.
The easiest way is go to the web, gospeltractsociety.org. You can see samples. We have probably 500-600 tracts that you can see and read on the web. You can make a prayer request, make a donation. You can make an order, communicate with us, anything you need, and look at the tracks. You see what they are. See something, an area, a category that you like, and request a sample pack on that. We don't charge for sample packs. We don't charge for anything. You know, we rely strictly upon the free will offerings, the donations. God has supplied the needs of this ministry for 99 years. Praise God. He's not going to let it go under because someone doesn't give the donation. But we're going to plant the seeds, and it takes the worker in the field to take that gospel seed and put it in the soil, into someone's heart, into someone's hand, into someone's book at the library, wherever God leads you to, gospeltractsociety.org.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for sharing that then. So, and I want to encourage every single listener to be mindful of this too. You know, one of the ways Satan tries to come against all of us is he wants to make us fearful or discouraged about being involved in something along this line. But, you know, once a believer begins to give out gospel tracts and to listen to the Holy Spirit about being involved in wonderful work like this, not only can it become something that you can be encouraged about, it becomes fun and joyful because the reality is you're planting a seed in the life of someone that may very well come to fruition to where someone will be in heaven just because you planted that seed in their life. And, you know, there are some people who there will literally be millions of people that will get to heaven because certain individuals were faithful to give out gospel tracts. And maybe they gave one of the tracts to someone who became a worldwide evangelist. But the important thing is just be faithful where God has planted you, you know.
Amen.
So our time is almost gone, Brother Philip. Any final words of encouragement you'd like to share with our listeners?
Well, yeah, it is fun. I had a lady talk to me the other day that she had given a tract to a gentleman who was just standing by his car, and she started laughing. And like, okay, God, you really put this person here to receive a tract. And the man started reading the tract instantly, and she went back to her car, and she was just laughing at how the Holy Spirit had put this man there and had a tract in her hand. If you're a Christian, there's a target in your back. People think you're weird already.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But there is joy, there is peace, there is reward for living for Jesus, for working for the kingdom of God. There's nothing to me. There's nothing to match it.
Mm-hmm.
God made the universe. He wants us to serve Him. He wants us to work for Him, and there's joy and peace when we do it. In the name of Jesus.
Amen. Amen. And again, thank you, Brother Philip. Again, it's always an honor to have you to come on. And do you typically, when you send out the sample packs, like the envelope in particular, I guess that's kind of a newsletter that you send out along with the gospel tracts?
Actually, we don't. We have a newsletter, a monthly letter, mm-hmm. And each copy, in fact, they're also on the web. You can read past letters.
Mm-hmm.
Like the last 3 months, the letters have been about the second coming and the correlation between the wedding tradition of the Jews to the wedding of the bride of Christ. And it is such an interesting topic. And these are monthly letters. You know, God... Mm-hmm. God gives me a topic and the words to write. If someone would want to be put on our list, we have a mail of thousands.
Okay.
It would be our blessing
All
to mail
right.
those letters out to them.
All right. Well, thank you again so much for being with us, Brother Philip. And we invite all of our listeners, please pray much for Brother Philip Buttram and the work and the mission and ministry of the Gospel Tract Society. And as we usually do before we end the broadcast, if you are listening today, and very much connected to basically everything we've been talking about on the broadcast today. If you have never asked Jesus Christ to come into your heart as Lord and Savior, today is a wonderful day to get saved, a great day to commit your heart and your life to Jesus, receive Him as your Lord and Savior, and be able to be introduced to Christ and be able to spend all eternity with Him. If you'd like to make that step and ask Christ into your heart today, would you from your heart pray this prayer with us even right now? Lord Jesus, thank you for loving me so much that you came into this world a long time ago. You lived. You died on the cross to pay for all my sins. 3 days later, you rose up from the dead so that I could be saved. Lord, I confess, I've sinned and done wrong in many, many ways. Lord, I repent, and I turn from all the wrong I've done. Forgive me, Lord, for all the wrong things that I've done. Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Be the Lord and Savior of my life. In your word, you told us, whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Right now, Lord, I'm calling on your name. Lord, save me. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Help me to follow you all my life. You said in your word, whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Lord, I'm calling on your name. Save me. Make me brand new. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, if you prayed that prayer and gave your life to Christ, we want to be in touch with you. My email again, joseph@afr.net. Again, that's joseph@afr.net. Please email us. We'd like to share with you some literature and resource materials that will help you to begin to grow up and grow strong in your new walk with the Lord. Again, that email, joseph@afr.net. And please pray much for Brother Philip Buttram and the ministry of the Gospel Tract Society as they continue doing the great kingdom work they're doing. Thanks for listening. Join us again next time for the Hour of Intercession.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.